Terry, what's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I'm calling about my 74-year-old husband, and it's concerning his PSA test results. 11 months ago, it was 6. And then 5 months after that, it went down to 4.7. And then last week, it had shot up to 11.8. And so the urologist did a TRUSP, transrectal ultrasound of prostate and ultrasound of his pelvis, and found no significant abnormalities. And he scheduled him for a biopsy, and we're trying to avoid that if at all possible. So I'm just calling to see if you have other information.
I sure do, ma'am. There are nationwide about 20 physicians who specialize in what's called color Doppler scanning of the prostate. Now, Doppler is just ultrasound. It's not X-ray. It's ultrasound. But some computer genius was able to give the various frequencies that are being emitted a different color. So when you see them on the computer screen, and that's where it gets the name color Doppler, because you're looking at different frequencies in color. All right. Well, what these color Doppler scans do is they are much, much better way of looking at the prostate. They can tell you that you do for sure have a prostate cancer. They can tell you you for sure don't have a prostate cancer. Or they can tell you, unfortunately, sometimes, maybe. Among other things, they're able to pick up when cancers of any sort form. They attract the growth of blood vessels. That's called angiogenesis. And those angiogenesis spots are hotter. That's the point, because they have more blood flow coming through them. And the color Doppler will sometimes pick that up even before you can see anything of a tumor mass. It'll just pick up, there's angiogenesis formation. So that's one thing. Now, there's no color Doppler practitioner in all of Seattle, the area, greater Seattle. I don't know why. However, there is one who comes up to Tahoma Clinic because he has family in Seattle. He lives in Arizona, and he's up to Tahoma Clinic from time to time, and he's there for a couple of days doing color Doppler. I'm sorry I'm not the scheduling people. They do a really good job, but I'm not one of them. And so you could call in and see when he's next going to be here, because if it was anytime soon, I'd certainly recommend consideration of that. And if you go online, you can read about color Doppler, D-O-P-P-L-E-R. You can just put that in there, color Doppler prostate, and you'll be able to read about it. Okay, second thing is there's a type of test which I think is still available. Unfortunately, one of our favorite federal agencies has made quite a number of things available in their job as public servants, you know. And so what I'm doing right now is checking to see if it's still online. Oh, here it is. Yes. Okay. This is a test that's spelled A-P-I-F-I-N-Y. I haven't referred to anybody for this one for about a year, so I wanted to make sure it was available before I got you going for it. And I put in A-P-I-N-I-F-Y and prostate. And the third entry that came up is understanding the new A-P-I-N-F-Y test for prostate cancer risk. And they tell you that it's for informational purposes only. They got to tell you that. But it also tell you that it's a little bit more specific about whether there may or may not be a prostate cancer. And that is a blood test that one sends in. It's not a scan or anything.
Oh, okay.
So you could work with a doctor. Ask your doctor, gee, would you do this for us? And the doctor won't. Go find a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine. They'll order it for you.
Okay.
But I do those two things. Now, the fact that it went up, went down, went back up again isn't as serious as if it was going up, 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 up. Uh-huh. The other thing to ask about, ma'am, is when the PSA is done, they always do something with it called a percent free.
Right.
Percent free. And the higher the percent free, we're told, the less chance there is of cancer. So check into what that percent free is and how high it is in its range. Usually if it's over 25% or greater, it's supposed to be good for you.
Do they do that normally, or do you have to ask them to do that too?
Yeah, sometimes you got to ask. Now, at our clinic, we just make sure they're both done. But you're right. Sometimes you got to ask.
Okay. Well, we have a call in to him, and he's supposed to call us Monday, so I'll ask him that. And about the A-P-I-N-I-F-Y test, blood test?
You got it. I'm just looking right at the screen. Prostate cancer blood test, A-P-I-N-I-F-Y. FINY, and there's an explanation on Cancer News about that, and a couple other places you can read about it.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I appreciate your information. I guess worst case scenario, we'll end up getting the biopsy for him, but if we can avoid it, that's what we're trying to do.
That's why I think about the color Doppler, ma'am, because if you've had those other tests done, you're just, in a matter of speaking, biopsying blind. How do you know if you're going to put the needle in where the cancer is or if you're going to miss it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. So,
right.
Oh, yes, there's another test, ma'am. Here we go. It's called the 4K score. 4, capital K, score. All run together, S-C-O-R-E. And that one tells you if you do have a prostate cancer, if the chances are that it's highly aggressive or if it's not highly aggressive.
Oh, is that a blood test?
Yes, ma'am, just like the Aptenophy test, which is a weird spelling, I know, but that's the way it's spelled.
Okay, well, I could ask him for that as well, I guess.
Yeah, read about these. You can read about them all online before you call.
Okay, well, I appreciate all your help. Thanks so much.
You're welcome, ma'am. I hope it turns out well.